I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Legislative Economic Development and Policy Committee began meeting Wednesday in Hobbs to gain testimony on several issues concerning the region. Rebecca Dow, the Republican caucus chair, tells us more.
Started off with a report on cannabis banking. We are hearing now about from the State Land Commission. Mm-hmm. Basically, people come to the committee chair. They talk about topics that are relevant and try to be relevant in the communities of which we are present.
The committee wraps up in Hobbs today, and then it's on to Artesia on Friday. Red Adair with the New Mexico Demographics presented three redistricting options to the Carlsbad City Council for four wards based on population changes noted in the 2020 census. And the determination was that four Carlsbad City Council wards should stay the same for the next 10 years despite an increased population based on the 2020 census. Carlsbad's population increased in 2020 to just over 32,000 from just over 26,000 in 2010, that according to figures from the U.S. Census. Councilors then voted to keep the status quo. Redoso police are looking for a man who abducted a woman from her home after he allegedly assaulted her around 1:20 a.m. Wednesday, that according to a press release from the village of Redoso. The man then forced the woman to drive her vehicle at knife point towards U.S. Highway 70. And as she was coming up at an Alsop's convenience store at Mescalero Trails Drive, the victim hit a parked vehicle on purpose, attempting to gain someone's attention. And it did. Fortunately, a Redoso police officer on patrol drove up on the crash. The suspect fled, and now he is at large. The suspect is being described as being Hispanic, between 5'5 and 5'9 and weighing about 160 pounds. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored hoodie, dark pants, and dark sandals, and last seen in the area of Mescalero Trails Drive and Sutter Drive. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Redoso Police. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.